Good morning and welcome. And in the spirit of extending our sense of welcome, I invite you now to turn and greet your neighbors. And we invite you to continue this conversation when the service has concluded. Unity Church is committed to welcoming everyone, especially those who have been excluded due to race, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Your gifts and your wounds are welcome here. I want to extend a special welcome to those of you who are visiting or are here for the first time. We hope you find Unity Church to be a place which helps you find and keep your balance, a place which nourishes you and inspires you to lead a loving life of integrity, service, and joy. If you'd like to learn more about Unity Church and our faith tradition, we invite you to stop by the welcome table in the parish hall at the conclusion of the service. There, you can find out more information about our faith tradition. Sign up for Pathway to Membership classes, including the Welcome to Unity, which is our class for newcomers, which will be offered on Wednesday evening, April 7th. I want to draw your attention, as we do each week, to This Week at Unity, which seeks to be an invitation to all of you, to the many activities here at church, and to serve as an invitation into deeper involvement here at Unity. If you ordered one of the beautiful blooming plants from the Partner Church Ministry team, please stop by their table, which is impossible to miss, at the conclusion of the service to pick up your flowers. This week, our Wellspring Wednesday features a program entitled Sacred Sounds of Haiti and New Orleans. Join members of Unity's outreach ministry team to New Orleans for this conversation about two of the great humanitarian challenges of our time. As always, dinner is at 6, reservations are not required, and the programs begin at 7 o'clock. On Thursday, April 1st at 7 p.m., we will gather in the Ames Chapel for a Thursday service of ritual and community, sharing the traditional Holy Week practices of communion and foot washing. In the memorialist tradition, we will join together to remember the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, which include welcoming all people to a meal of love, giving thanks for the gifts of life, and serving each other in humility. All are welcome. Following the service, we invite you to visit the parish hall for refreshments and fellowship. There you can peruse the bookstall or stop by the pastoral care table to leave a note of care for someone mentioned in the embracing meditation. Or you can go upstairs and visit the Unity libraries, which are open for you to explore the diverse and growing selections of books for children and adults. Next Sunday, our April series on transformation begins when Rob and I will be joined by Director of Religious Education, Carrie Meyer, and Hallman intern, Lissa Gundlach, as we offer an Easter service for the whole church family. Services are at 9, 11, and 4:30. Following the service today, Hal and I would love to greet you by the Portland Avenue doors, and once again, welcome to Unity Church. It is a joy to be together.
just last Sunday, in the midst of a bitter and sometimes ugly national debate, the House of Representatives voted 219 to 212 to enact health care reform in this country. This takes me back at least 40 years to when I was in school in Oklahoma, and I was invited to join a group of people who had organized themselves to march in order to promote an interesting concept, the idea that health care in America should not be limited to those who have enough money to pay for it, but that we as a society could collectively ensure that health care is available to all. And here we are today, even though health care reform has now passed, what does the surrounding rancor and divisiveness say about Americans and our vision for America? Is there a sense of collective responsibility in this country, or is that sense broken? And if it's broken, who would mend it? You know, that group back in Oklahoma that organized citizens around the concept that we're in this together, you probably guessed it, it was none other than the Unitarian Church of Oklahoma City. And this church has adopted an end statement that suggests that our purpose extends beyond ourselves, our families, and this community to advocate in the public arena for liberal religious values in response to prejudice, injustice, and oppression. And if we, following our end statement, don't build a collective vision, who will do it? Come, let us worship together. Would you remain standing and join with me in the responsive reading on number 565 in the back of the hymnal. Always it is easier to pay homage to prophets than to heed the direction of their vision. It is easier blindly to venerate the saints than to learn the human quality of their sainthood. It is easier to glorify the heroes of the race than
to give weight
to their examples. To worship the wise is much easier than to profit by their wisdom. Great leaders are honored not by adulation, but by sharing their insights and values. Grandchildren of those who stoned the prophet sometimes gather up the stones to build the prophet's monument. Always it is easier to pay homage to prophets than to heed the direction of their vision.
It's that season when the spirit of life will not be quenched or squelched. Each time we gather for worship, we set aside a moment to expand the caring ministry of this congregation. Together, we recognize the cycle of life and death, the circle of love, compassion, and witness that is at the center of this sacred community. Our hearts are always with those whose primary spiritual practice is the caring for young children, with those who care for family members in ill health, or who themselves live with grief or chronic pain, with mental illness or addictions. And we are blessed by those who knowingly and with curiosity and courage face their final days. We pray for our neighbors in prison and for those who struggle to keep going in the midst of economic turmoil. And may the leaders of the world find the wisdom and abiding courage to inspire and institute positive change. May we hold the leaders of this beloved congregation as they imagine and plan for our future. And will you pray with me for all those I now name? We hold Meredith Olson in our healing thoughts as she undergoes a surgical procedure this week. And we are with Evan Wacker and his parents, Janet and Grant Wacker, as they cope with the advent of seizures in Evan's life. And we are delighted to announce the birth of one more Redeemer. Everett Forrest Capelli was born earlier this month, and parents and Holly and Tim are almost as thrilled as older sister Indira. And I now invite you to speak aloud or hold in the silent sanctuary of your hearts the names of those people you brought with you today, those you would like to celebrate, memorialize, or bring into the healing embrace of this sacred community. For the names which have been spoken and the names which remain in the silent sanctuary of our hearts, may we be forever grateful for this tapestry we weave together. And now will you join with me in a moment of meditation and prayer? Spirit of life and love and mystery, Spirit of many names and beyond all naming, be with us in this holy hour as we seek to listen to the wisdom of those around us and to the wisdom within each of us. Inspire us with a new vision of what love, compassion, and care can provide in our lives and in the lives of our communities. As the seasons come round again, may we welcome the warmth, and may it be for us a reminder to find more joy and wonder in our lives. May we be reminded of the holiness and sacredness of all life in each morning's insistent melody of the birds calling in the early spring. May we find the strength to be tender, the fortitude to be gracious and hospitable, and the courage to be forgiving of ourselves and others. With open hearts, may we listen to others who have opinions not like our own. May we listen well in the stillness of this hour. And in the stillness, may we recognize the wholeness of life that contains the brokenness. And may we find peace within, enabling us to be agents of a larger love. May it be so, and amen. because of the generosity of your ongoing support of the church and its programs, we are able to give the vast majority of our plate to deserving organizations and efforts. This Sunday is no exception. The plate today is going to Night Out, a program sponsored by Plymouth Church in Minneapolis, providing an opportunity for youth all over the Twin Cities to gather and to spend a night on the streets. The goal of this program is that youth will spend a night on the streets by choice so that other people do not have to. They have conversations out of their cardboard boxes about homelessness, poverty, opportunity, privilege. These are important conversations for all people to engage with. I want to draw your attention that one of the youth ushering today will be two youths. participating in the offering today will participate in this important program. Last year, over $45,000 was raised by a wide variety of interfaith congregations, and Unity Church, its staff, and its youth were proud to participate in this program. Will the ushers please come forward? When we live lives of integrity, service, and joy, generosity is sure to follow. Thank you.
Age of progress, Americans all hail. The land all interwoven with telegraph and rail. No sluggish chains shall bind us, no tardiness delay. The morning light is breaking, waking o'er our destiny. The age of trained lightning, dispatching human thought. What wondrous revolution the scheme of Morse hath wrought. No time, no space can hinder the quick electric fire. intelligence is flashing, dashing o'er the magic wire. The age of grand conceptions, the cable of the deep, it snapped, but we will mend it. We have...
Good morning, and welcome. And in the spirit of extending our sense of welcome, I invite you now to turn and greet your neighbors. And we invite you to continue this conversation when the service has concluded. Unity Church is committed to welcoming everyone, especially those who have been excluded due to race, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Your gifts and your wounds are welcome here. I want to extend a special welcome to those of you who are visiting or are here for the first time. We hope you find Unity Church to be a place which helps you find and keep your balance, a place which nourishes you and inspires you to lead a loving life of integrity, service, and joy. If you'd like to learn more about Unity Church and our faith tradition, we invite you to stop by the welcome table in the parish hall at the conclusion of the service. There, you can find out more information about our faith tradition, sign up for Pathway to Membership classes, including the Welcome to Unity, which is our class for newcomers, which will be offered on Wednesday evening, April 7th. I want to draw your attention, as we do each week, to This Week at Unity, which seeks to be an invitation to all of you, to the many activities here at church, and to serve as an invitation into deeper involvement here at Unity. If you ordered one of the beautiful blooming plants from the Partner Church Ministry team, please stop by their table, which is impossible to miss, at the conclusion of the service to pick up your flowers. This week, our Wellspring Wednesday features a program entitled Sacred Sounds of Haiti and New Orleans. Join members of Unity's outreach ministry team to New Orleans for this conversation about two of the great humanitarian challenges of our time. As always, dinner is at 6, reservations are not required, and the programs begin at 7 o'clock. On Thursday, April 1st at 7 p.m., we will gather in the Ames Chapel for a Maundy Thursday service of ritual and community, sharing the traditional Holy Week practices of communion and foot washing. In the memorialist tradition, we will join together to remember the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, which include welcoming all people to a meal of love, giving thanks for the gifts of life, and serving each other in humility. All are welcome. Following the service, we invite you to visit the parish hall for refreshments and fellowship. There you can peruse the bookstall or stop by the pastoral care table to leave a note of care for someone mentioned in the embracing meditation. Or you can go upstairs and visit the Unity libraries, which are open for you to explore the diverse and growing selections of books for children and adults. Next Sunday, our April series on transformation begins when Rob and I will be joined by Director of Religious Education, Carrie Meyer, and Hallman intern Lissa Gundlach, as we offer an Easter service for the whole church family. Services are at 9, 11, and 4:30. Following the service today, Hal and I would love to greet you by the Portland Avenue doors. And once again, welcome to Unity Church. It is a joy to be together.
just last Sunday, in the midst of a bitter and sometimes ugly national debate, the House of Representatives voted 219 to 212 to enact health care reform in this country. This takes me back at least 40 years to when I was in school in Oklahoma, and I was invited to join a group of people who had organized themselves to march in order to promote an interesting concept, the idea that health care in America should not be limited to those who have enough money to pay for it, but that we as a society could collectively ensure that health care is available to all. And here we are today, even though health care reform has now passed, what does the surrounding rancor and divisiveness say about Americans and our vision for America? Is there a sense of collective responsibility in this country, or is that sense broken? And if it's broken, who would mend it? You know, that group back in Oklahoma that organized citizens around the concept that we're in this together, you probably guessed it, it was none other than the Unitarian Church of Oklahoma City. And this church has adopted an end statement that suggests that our purpose extends beyond ourselves, our families, and this community to advocate in the public arena for liberal religious values in response to prejudice, injustice, and oppression. And if we, following our end statement, don't build a collective vision, who will do it? Come, let us worship together. Would you remain standing and join with me in the responsive reading on number 565 in the back of the hymnal? Always it is easier to pay homage to prophets than to heed the direction of their vision. It is easier blindly to venerate the saints than to learn the human quality of their sainthood. It is easier to glorify the heroes of the race than
to give
weight to their examples. To worship the wise is much easier than to profit by their wisdom. Great leaders are honored not by adulation, but by sharing their insights and values. Grandchildren of those who stoned the prophet sometimes gather up the stones to build the prophet's monument. Always it is easier to pay homage to prophets than to heed the direction of their vision.
It's that season when the spirit of life will not be quenched or squelched. Each time we gather for worship, we set aside a moment to expand the caring ministry of this congregation. Together, we recognize the cycle of life and death, the circle of love, compassion, and witness that is at the center of this sacred community. Our hearts are always with those whose primary spiritual practice is the caring for young children, with those who care for family members in ill health, or who themselves live with grief or chronic pain, with mental illness or addictions. And we are blessed by those who knowingly and with curiosity and courage face their final days. We pray for our neighbors in prison and for those who struggle to keep going in the midst of economic turmoil. And may the leaders of the world find the wisdom and abiding courage to inspire and institute positive change. May we hold the leaders of this beloved congregation as they imagine and plan for our future. And will you pray with me for all those I now name? We hold Meredith Olson in our healing thoughts as she undergoes a surgical procedure this week. And we are with Evan Wacker and his parents, Janet and Grant Wacker, as they cope with the advent of seizures in Evan's life. And we are delighted to announce the birth of one more Redeemer. Everett Forrest Capelli was born earlier this month, and parents and Holly and Tim are almost as thrilled as older sister Indira. And I now invite you to speak aloud or hold in the silent sanctuary of your hearts the names of those people you brought with you today, those you would like to celebrate, memorialize, or bring into the healing embrace of this sacred community. For the names which have been spoken and the names which remain in the silent sanctuary of our hearts, may we be forever grateful for this tapestry we weave together. And now will you join with me in a moment of meditation and prayer? Spirit of life and love and mystery, Spirit of many names and beyond all naming, be with us in this holy hour as we seek to listen to the wisdom of those around us and to the wisdom within each of us. Inspire us with a new vision of what love, compassion, and care can provide in our lives and in the lives of our communities. As the seasons come round again, may we welcome the warmth, and may it be for us a reminder to find more joy and wonder in our lives. May we be reminded of the holiness and sacredness of all life in each morning's insistent melody of the birds calling in the early spring. May we find the strength to be tender, the fortitude to be gracious and hospitable, and the courage to be forgiving of ourselves and others. With open hearts, may we listen to others who have opinions not like our own. May we listen well in the stillness of this hour. And in the stillness, may we recognize the wholeness of life that contains the brokenness. And may we find peace within, enabling us to be agents of a larger love. May it be so, and amen. because of the generosity of your ongoing support of the church and its programs, we are able to give the vast majority of our plate to deserving organizations and efforts. This Sunday is no exception. The plate today is going to Night Out, a program sponsored by Plymouth Church in Minneapolis, providing an opportunity for youth all over the Twin Cities to gather and to spend a night on the streets. The goal of this program is that youth will spend a night on the streets by choice so that other people do not have to. They have conversations out of their cardboard boxes about homelessness, poverty, opportunity, privilege. These are important conversations for all people to engage with. I want to draw your attention that one of the youth ushering today will be two youths participating in the offering today will participate in this important program. Last year, over $45,000 was raised by a wide variety of interfaith congregations, and Unity Church, its staff, and its youth were proud to participate in this program. Will the ushers please come forward? When we live lives of integrity, service, and joy, generosity is sure to follow.
Age of progress, Americans all hail. The land all interwoven with telegraph and rail. No sluggish chains shall bind us, no tardiness delay. The morning light is breaking, waking o'er our destiny. The age of trained lightning, dispatching human thought. What wondrous revolution the scheme of Morse hath wrought. No time, no space can hinder the quick electric fire. intelligence is flashing, dashing o'er the magic wire. The age of grand conceptions, the cable of the deep, it snapped, but we will mend it. We have no time to weep. The Great Pacific Railroad, 'twill not be long before the railroad cars are flying, hying from shore to golden shore. The age of priceless knowledge, the scholars' jubilee, the land all dotted over with institutions free. Our public schools, oh, hail them. They offer treasures cheap. The boys and girls are hailing science's rugged steep.
The Future by Wendell Berry. For God's sakes, be done with this jabber of a better world. What blasphemy. No futuristic twit or child thereof ever embodied light will see a better world than this. Do something. Go cut the weeds beside the oblivious road. Pick up the cans and bottles, old tires and dead predictions. No future can be stuffed into this present except by being dead. The day is clear and bright, and overhead the sun, not yet half finished with its daily praise.
In the mid-17th century, Archbishop Usher of Armagh took it upon himself to pinpoint the very moment of creation. Man was created by the Trinity on October 23rd, 4004 BC, at 9 o'clock in the morning. Such precision was new, but the idea of a young earth had always been essential to the Judeo-Christian view of time as teleological, a short one-way trip from creation to judgment, from Adam to doom. Newton and other thinkers began to voice doubts about this on theoretical grounds